Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot is calling for a bipartisan independent commission of experts to audit the billions of dollars that the state is receiving in federal stimulus money. This is Don Rush. The Recovery Act, signed by President Joe Biden, will provide $6 billion of relief alone to the state. We caught up with the comptroller, who has also announced a campaign for the governorship, to talk about his concerns.
I welcome all the federal stimulus payments. I'm a complete believer in one-time-only expenditures to stabilize the state's economy and also stabilize the national economy. However, together with the most recent stimulus plan, we're talking about $4.5 trillion from the federal government. I think we need an independent commission of fiscal experts, none of whom are elected officials, who simply are authorized to make sure that the money's going to the right people, not going to rich people, but it's going to people in need, make sure that there's the least amount of fraud possible is involved, and then make sure that there's no pandemic profiteering, gouging of the federal treasury or the state treasury by companies taking advantage of the pandemic to overcharge.
Now, you've asked for a bipartisan independent commission fiscal experts. What's been the response from legislative leaders? Do you think that's actually going to happen?
Well, the initial response was, no, we've got it covered. But no, you don't have it covered, frankly. And so if the legislature does not want to do it and the governor does not want to do it, I am in the Maryland Constitution. It describes the Maryland Comptroller as the general superintendent of the state's fiscal affairs. I'll do it myself.
Do you have the resources to do it?
Yes. It's not rocket science. It's simple transparency, accountability. Obviously, I would prefer to have the legislature and the governor do it, inexplicable reason. This is $45 to $50 billion that fell out of the sky into the Maryland budget. And it has never been properly accounted for. It has never been properly audited. It has never been properly monitored.
Is there any indication that there has been misspent money?
Everything, first of all, should be accounted for, and not only retroactively, but also as this new money comes in. But my experts estimate that $500 million in unemployment checks alone have been sent to fraudsters. Think of that. In less than a year, $500 million from one agency alone has been siphoned off into people that have stolen other people's financial identities. My own agency received from the Labor Department a notice that they were sending a big check to a gentleman named Peter Franchot, who had filed for unemployment. Thank God my staff stepped in and said, oh, by the way, he's doing just fine and he's happily still employed here. But there's just a tremendous vulnerability that we have to identity theft, and when you talk about $45 or $50 billion running downhill like a river going downhill into the state of Maryland, and it just washes over the entire state, yes, there's going to be some fraud. Should that mean we don't do relief? No, we need to do relief.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot on oversight of stimulus funds. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.